Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Elementary School principals John Stedham and Rich Schulte join us on today's program to talk about the process of registering for early childhood programs in the Pella Community School District. John, we'll start with you. Registration's coming up soon for preschool and kindergarten.
It is. March 1st begins the process for us of beginning to look to next year, and registration is that gateway for us, lets us know how many families will be showing up and joining with us for the fall. So we're looking forward to that. Registration opens March 1st, runs through the end of March. We'd love as many families as possible to join with us that first month. Helps us in our planning process for the following year, even though registration will continue to remain open throughout the summer.
And Rich, there's an opportunity coming up that happens usually every year, and that is an early childhood night. And it doesn't just talk about kindergarten, it talks about preschool and all the other offerings you have for those young kids that are starting their journeys here in Pella.
Yeah, that's at 5:30 on the 28th of February at Madison. And it's a great opportunity for parents, incoming parents, existing parents to reconnect. But the teachers will be there, preschool, pre-K and kindergarten. They get to meet the teachers. They'll see a video just saying describes each program. They have a chance to get their questions answered for each of those. And it kind of sets the tone for what we hope is the start of their experience with us. So it's not just important understanding what we do, but it's more important sometimes for them to actually meet the people who will be doing the work and start to build that relationship.
And there have been some big changes this year to preschool already that will continue into next year that has not only bolstered your enrollment, but really has gotten parents excited about the preschool here at the school district that are continuing on.
Absolutely. And the two biggies for us, maybe three biggies. Number one is we just have a great preschool program, highly qualified teachers serving a broad range of student needs. So we're always excited about that, watching those kids grow. The other two pieces from mom and dad's perspective, number one, preschool is free. It's a 4-day-a-week program, either morning or afternoon session at no cost. And so that's probably the best bargain around for education right now. The other thing that is new for this year has been transportation available. And so students can be transported from home or their local bus stop to either Lincoln or Madison. Same thing at the end of the day, free of charge. We also then have transportation in the middle of the day. So if you're a morning preschooler, you can the district will provide a ride home from preschool at 11:30 back to home or sitter, wherever that might be, and then pick child up for the afternoon session over that noon hour and get them back in time for the 12:30 afternoon session of preschool. That transportation window, there is a cost for that. It's pretty nominal. It's about $1 a day, close to that. So the middle of the day transportation it costs, but morning and afternoon free of charge. So those two things have really made a huge difference, I think, for our families this year.
And Rich, you know, your family, your kids go to Pella schools. You came here to Pella. You know, as a part of this registration process, there's families listening who either are moving to town or here and maybe don't have their choice made up. Why Pella? Why have you chosen this district? And why do you think the elementary programs here are a great opportunity for kids in the community?
Yeah, I think I would go back to our brand pillars, to tell you the truth. It's these came about a year or two ago, and it's pursuing excellence. That's our first brand pillar, in no particular order. Building caring relationships. And I would say at the early childhood stages that we're going to be dealing with families coming in, that's what we do so well. K-3 even, I think that's our strong suit. We're going to build caring relationships with both the kids and the families. And then when you talk about respecting and developing every child's potential, our programs are an inclusive program. And so if your child has a disability or your child doesn't have a disability, they'll be in the same preschool classrooms together. And we try to offer that wide range of skill support throughout our program. And so I think those three things speak to why I want my kids to be a part of this system, but also why I would encourage others to come check us out.
John, any follow-up thoughts there as to why you hope families are choosing Pella?
Pella's a great system. Both Rich and I are amazed at the number of families that continue to move in, either open enroll in or actually move here. And that process seems to be continuing. So we're just excited about the quality of programming that the district's able to provide for families. And I would echo what Rich said a minute ago with regard to relationships. We want you to know every day when you drop your child off with us that they'll be well taken care of. We can love on them for the day and really promote their academic growth while they're here. So it's a great place for kids to be.
And all the registration is available online. So if they can't make it to early childhood night or if they have any questions, concerns, online's the place to start, and they can always call your buildings as well.
Yeah, Alyssa Grandia really helps us out a bunch. She's our district registrar, works in the high school office with our counselors as well. And there'll be a link that'll be on the main page of our website at pellaschools.org. And once you click on that link, it truly is a step-by-step process that Alyssa has designed with her contact information as well, in case you run into some things that don't quite work as you expect online. I should be happy to take it over the phone and get the process started. Also, I want to mention, Andrew, that I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a really key component in us being successful as our community. We have a very unique community because we have some large corporations that support the town and the school, but we also have a community. Our faith base here in the community is absolutely huge, not just for us, but for Pella Christian, and they also support the public schools so well. So just a big thank you has to go out to the community, because we draw people not just because of our schools, but because of the community we have.
Once again, those were Pella Community School District Elementary Principals Rich Schulte and John Stedham. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independent, small being of older adults in Pella.